Do you ever just want to, like, talk to people while you take a walk, especially home? Or is it that just me? Wait, guys, I don't have a... Use the free chat as the chat for this. Can you guys hear me? Is my Wi-Fi bad? Because I've been having issues with my freaking free chat. It's, like, so bad. Hello? What the fuck? You guys were, like, trafficking gifts in the freaking free chat. What the fuck's going on? Hello? Can you guys hear me? Why are you guys ignoring me? I feel sad. I was just about to yell my IP address at you guys. Well, you see, it's 192 point... I'm recording this by popular demand. Because some of you guys want me to record it. Because apparently I never record them. And I am a horrible person. I surely hope this little Japanese little guy is like, just yell the address of where I'm walking to. That'll be funny as hell. Yeah, use my free chat. I just doxed myself, like, casually reading, like, what's next to me. Oh, no. Strays away from the little Japanese kids. They're talking too loud. Did I throw up? Yes, I did. I actually threw up really bad. When I finished the stream, I was just like, Mana-chan, I need to go to the bathroom. And I was like, don't clean anything, I'll do it. Because we basically had, like... Yeah, you guys are chatting in the right place. No, we're not together. I'm literally walking home. I was telling my Mana-chan, and I was just like... Yeah. I'm like... I feel sick. I feel I'm gonna throw up. And I literally threw up. Yeah, my stomach's okay. I just have to, like, sit down and take it easy. Because the thing is that since my stomach really isn't used to, like, certain flavors, that's the reason why I get so, you know, I get so, like, my stomach gets very upset. I got some water. I went to my mom and she's like, Mana-chan, I threw up. And she was like, are you okay? Do you need a toothbrush? Do you need mouthwash? And I'm like, don't worry. This business Japanese bathroom has freaking mouthwash. Free mouthwash to use. Is that Family Mart? Holy shit. A 7-Eleven and a Family Mart in the same place and sharing the same turf. They're about to fucking fight right now. What if I jump into the stream? Nah, just kidding. Yeah, true. I was able to eat something really nice. Really delicious, really oishi saw, like the youngler, like the youngling say. A cheeky little combini run? No. I am too full. I just wanna get home. I just wanna, like, take my shoes off and sit down in my bed and be like, got it all. like the good old like old man that I am. Dude, speaking of old people here, if they got drip, I know people are all about, like, the, yeah, I want to dress up, like, nicely because I live in Japan, you know? It's like a fashion district, yada, yada, yada. No, man. Old people here have drip. Old people here, they dress up nice, dude. I saw this really nice old man the other day while I was having kaiten sushi, and he was wearing a bucket hat. A little, like, fishing vest, a long sleeve flannel shirt. And I was just like, damn, that is literally me. Very hakakor. They're all dripped out. And the best part is that they're dripped out for themselves. They don't care to, like, impress people. I mean, I don't care to impress people either. But they really are dripped out for themselves. And that's a cool thing about it. You know what I mean? Shinri will wear that? No, I would wear it. I want to look like that. I'm trying to, like, freaking locate a bench so we can sit down for a while and talk. But Japan really hates people sitting down. If that's like a If that's a complaint I have about Japan, is that, God, they hate people sitting down. They got absolutely no benches. They got this weird ass, like, freaking poles that if I sit on it, it's, like, close to get inside of me. They hate people sitting down. It's crazy. Yeah, public seating, what's that? Yeah, I don't fucking know, dude. Squat in the corner and immediately turn to delinquent. Oh, God. The whole point is to move here, Luna. I don't want to get deported. Not yet. I just met my senpais. I feel like I'm the top of the world. Boys. I'm just here. God, I almost read a very hyper-specific thing because, like, my brain is like that. I see something nice, I read it. I am that stupid. I was about to read the freaking, like, street name. Oh, a little lady is doing her laundry. Very nice old lady. She always says hi to me whenever I walk in the little streets. She looks at me. She feels sorry for me. She's like, who is this lost kid with his Swiss gear backpack holding his phone like a gaijin with no hopes and dreams? Probably staring at Google Maps. But you know what, lady? No. I know the way by heart now. You might be thinking I'm looking at Google Maps. I am actually doing a Twitter space. I am not as lost as you think I am. I am a big boy. Oh my God, is that a minion? Can someone explain this to me? Can someone explain this to me? It brings a lot of confusion. And it also alerts me. Why are minions a thing in Japan? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't really comprehend, like, how. Like, yeah, certain things do... Oh, those are roses. Those are pretty. I never understood why minions are a thing in Japan. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Minions are absurdly popular in Japan, which is crazy. Oh, those are nice roses. Can I take a picture while I'm in a space? Hold up. Yeah. I hope the lady doesn't think I'm about to break into her house because she's looking at me like she has seen like a ghost. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I promise you. I am not a criminal. I am just shaped like one. I mean, true, Bobby's cute though. Twitter space is worse because you're talking to yourself in public. Listen, I have nothing to lose. Like, I always fantasize with the idea of like taking you guys with me for a walk. And you know what? I'm walking here. I'm walking here, man. I'm walking here. I've always wanted to take you guys for a walk with the risk of my fucking phone getting stolen by a guy in a bike asking me for the hour. Hey, bro, what time is it? Let me at least take off the SIM card, please. I beg of you. Taking off the SIM card is the worst thing ever. Also, I left my wallet at home. I had to like use my debit card. In my Apple Pay, because you know, in the first world, in the first Sekai, we hate cash. Remember that, homies. We hate cash. Now we are in the little like alleyway that leads to my house. No, yeah, the senpais treated me. Don't make me talk about my outing with my senpais. I'm saving that for a stream. I see you guys there, insinuating things. Japan has Apple Pay. I mean, not necessarily Apple Pay. The thing is that you can basically make a copy of your card. You can make a copy of your card with your phone because it's basically NFC technology, you know? And you can also make a virtual Suica. Not the watermelon, the card. I feel so bad because, like, I am a very talkative person, And every time I see someone randomly in the street, in Shinokuni, I'm always like, buenas. So they know I don't mean any wrong. But in Japan, no one talks to you. In Japan, they'll get more scared. Holy crap, that guy just turned on the clutch. In Japan, they'll just get more scared if you just talk to them. They just be like, what the fuck? Why is that guy talking to me? Is he gonna mug me? No, I'm not gonna mug you. I'm just friendly. Sorry, my sin is to be friends with everybody. That's the roughest part. No one talks. No one tells you bless you. No one tells you have a nice meal. And I don't go pray like that, brother. I don't go pray like that. I made it home. Where the fuck are my keys? I take off my shoes. I put them in the Genkan. I throw my bag in the bed. Honey, I'm home. There's no one here. Here's my Hakitos. That's a lot of people. Where the fuck is my wallet? Let me actually locate my wallet. Where? Nani the fuck? Doko the fuck is my wallet? Oh my god. You guys are hearing my filth directly. Okay. I'm just talking to my imaginary wife. With my imaginary children. Wait, where is it? Where is my wallet? Find my wallet. With me now. Play a sound. Play a sound, come on. Oh god, we're about to fucking play hot potato to find my fucking wallet. I mean, now that I know I'm home. Yeah. I have an AirTag. Oh, I have an AirTag with me. Welcome home, Hakahani. That's what I want to hear. That's all I want in this life. I just want to hear, good job at work today, Daddy. It was nice watching your stream. Don't worry, son. All I do is for you. All the streams, all these buenos hakas dias are for you, my son. For you to be able to eat and have a nice gochi sozama de sta. Now we lay down. And we sleep. Good night. My feet. It's good you learned. Yeah, I lost my credit card. No, fuck that, dude. The yakiniku is getting to me. Fuck yeah, dude. The yakiniku is really yakinikuing me. Do you want dinner, a bath, or a hakito to cuddle? I want a million yen. Son, he's cooking, but not dinner. Dude, I feel I'll be like the worst dad ever. I mean, ouch. Yes and no. Like, I'll be cute, you know. I'll be a good dad. I'll be like, oh, so you're a furry, son. That's pretty neat. What's your persona like? Okay. So what do you guys do in those furry conventions? I see. That's very nice. When I was a kid, I used to have a Sonic Sona. I am not a furry. What the fuck are you talking about, Mekan X Flayon? That's because you ever... Oh, God. Can't the man have a fucking day in his life where he doesn't get accused of being something? Can't the fucking man just have a day? You know, it's... Wow. Flayon, you just violated the bro code. play on. You just violated the bro. Oh, I feel so betrayed. I'm never talking to you ever again. Holy shit. What is this sudden exposure that I currently have? I cannot believe this. I turned on my AC for you. And now I just want to turn it off. See, that's how much I cared. But you just broke my trust. I even turned on the AC for you, bro. Listen, okay, all right, listen. It's not what you think. It's not what it looks like, okay? It's not what it looks like, all right? It's not what you think. Listen. There is a there's a different depth of what a furry is, you know? There's a different depth of like what a furry is considered to be a furry. I don't like those cartoony furries, like those fucking husky looking ass motherfuckers. I don't like those, okay? I am the believer of the bar above Kimono Mimi, all right? You know what I mean? Wait, my soft serve. Oh my god, it's milk. I forgot about it. Oh shit. I was gonna have such a mess on my backpack. Oh my god. Ah, no. Okay, it's good. I forgot I bought a soft serve. And I just dropped all my teminyagas. Oh no. Oh god. Oh, that was gonna get sticky. Oh, that was gonna be a mess. Oh god. Ugh. As you can see, I still have no space. And my bad. I am in a little cave, alright? Alright. Now while I have this wonderful soft serve, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. See. There's a bar, okay? There is a bar. And I am not above that bar. I am right in the middle of it. You see. Kimono Mimi. Doesn't make you a furry. Like, liking Kimono Mimi does not make you a furry. And I can refute this. I can actually back up my argument with a college degree. I can back my argument with a college degree argument. All right. Because you see, there's nothing wrong with being one. Listen. I am a believer of maybe two bars above Kimono Mimi, you know? Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of hair. Ain't nothing wrong with, like, listening to your primal thoughts. You want to piss on that hydrant? Go for it. Who am I to tell you what not to do? You know? Like, you make up your mind. You put the destination to the GPS of your life. Know what I mean? You know what I mean? Anyways, I'm having soft serve again. I'm having soft serve. And boy, this is good. Boy, this is good. God damn it. Holy shit. My feet hurt. But that don't matter. Because I know my homies are with me. Ain't that right, brothers? Ain't that right? Ain't that the truth? Holy shit, I just got a super chat. That's very off of you. Thank you so much, Latte. Arr, arr, arr! I appreciate it. Vanilla, absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, it really makes you think, doesn't it? Now this lost all the essence. I was like, the whole point of this was me walking home. I am home now. What do I do? I'm eating a soft serve at 3:14 p.m. Looking at an Anya plushie that I got in the fucking claw machine. Thinking about the bad financial decisions I made. Lucy, thank you for the super chat. It's okay, Haka. We like you even if you're a furry. But here's the thing, Lucy. I am not. Clean my room. Oh, no. Please don't. Anything but that. Took a nap? Sounds like a good idea. Can you go to a Hatoful Boyfriend Cafe? Is that a thing? Is that a thing? Alice Long, thank you for the... I almost said thank you for the glissy. Thank you for the ice cream. Ice cream, yummy. Yum, 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 yum. I barely have space. I got it, because I'm in the Twitter space. There's a Hatoful Boyfriend Cafe, bro. I don't fucking know. There's a cafe for everything here. I'm surprised they don't have a cafe for divorced, desperate husbands. Look at you. Rebuild their life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? 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 You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just here eating a chop sharp. Looking at why the fuck? This is ridiculous. All right. Why does my Airbnb have a loft and they're not fucking using it? Are they scared I'm too fucking fat? I'm gonna like break into the fucking like second story of the house? This is so fucking stupid. It has a loft. Why are they not allowing me to fucking use it? Bro, my space problems will solve so much if I could just put shit up there. I will sleep soon because 1 a.m. I'm tired but hungry. Lynn, I'll let you have one lick of my soft serve. Preferably in the place I have not been in because I don't want to share germs with you. I don't know if we are in that level of trust. But here you go. Have a bite. Protecting me from the demons? Bro, the demons can suck my dick. Please. I mean, the demons can, I don't know, go kick rocks or some shit like that. I don't know. But, I don't know, man. Do you ever think of, what can we talk? What can we talk? What can we talk? Have you ever This is something that makes me think. Have you ever thought why mecha anime has the fascination of, like, giving life to machines? Have you ever thought that? I have a Gundam Factory bag in front of me. And it made me think. I'm just like, why does mecha anime have the fascination of, like, giving life to fucking machines? It just doesn't make fucking sense. What if you just want to have a fucking robot, but then you suddenly have a fucking person with feelings? That's a good question, right? Because being inside the back is... Shut the fuck up, Playon. What you do with Artrus and the Artrusy is not my problem. You fucking connect with that guy, that's what you do. I like my machines for the sole purpose of machining. Listen, I just don't understand. Like, if I were in a battle place, because feelings are, you don't want to catch feelings for your fucking robot. I am not minimizing the feelings of a robot. I just want to set that precedent clear. Robots can feel. That's fine.
robots can totally feel. And that is okay with that. And that is okay. And that is fine. But, like, have you ever thought, like suddenly one day you want to be a fucking mecha pilot, right? You go into a fucking school, and then you realize your fucking robot has feelings, and now you're having to fucking deal with the emotional, like, fucking burden of a robot? That's so fucked up. That is so fucked. You just wanted to fucking, like, you just wanted to fucking kill people. You just wanted to stomp on fucking civilians that are, like, misbehaving. And then suddenly you got like, my name is Gabatron, and I come from the Perseus 17. I have enlightened you with the chance of giving you the companionship of a robot with a soul. It is now bestowed upon you the great power of a robot that has feelings. I don't give a fuck. It's like having a child. It's like, that's so fucking stupid. Like, have you ever thought about that? I don't give a fucking shit about your planet. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it pisses me off so much that most of the freaking, like mecha anime that I've seen, they're also obsessed with giving them life. They're just machines, Bob. Like, goddamn. I don't fucking get it. Robophobia. No, it's not even robophobia. I will tap a robot's ass. No hesitation. I just don't understand. Why the fuck? Like I just don't understand. It pisses me off. It even happens on shit like Metabots. Imagine. Oh my god. Imagine you fucking go into the Metabot store. And you get, like, this Metabot, right? Like, you go into fucking Metabots. Like, you're in the Metabots universe. You go to the Metabot store. You're like, yeah, give me my little war machine. Yeah, the Chuck-Chuck-Nator 7000. And then you put a fucking coin into that bitch. And she's like, oh, wow. I suddenly have feelings and I'm attached to you. Whoa. Wait a second there. Hold up. You're just a killing machine. Wait a fucking second. Like, I don't get it. Like, it pisses me off so much. I just want to have a robot. I just want to kill people. You know what I mean? You know what I fucking mean? Like, it's crazy. But are they hot though? See, that's what the additional pieces are for. If you catch my drift, you say. But I don't know, man. Can't the homie just have a robot with no feelings attached to them? It's like I fucking buy a used Corolla. And motherfuckers start saying, ka-chow. I'll be so fucking pissed. I'm so fucking pissed, bro. Like, if I ever bought a car and motherfucker turns out to be Herbie. Man. Like, just let machines be machines, bro. Holy fuck. Like, it's so frustrating. It's so fucking frustrating. I just want a fucking car. I don't want motherfucking Herbie. Like, I don't give a fuck about Herbie. Like, do you think I want Herbie? Oh god, it's ridiculous, dude. What's next? I'm gonna fucking buy like a microwave and it's gotta tell me, are you my father? Oh my god. Dude. If that ever happens to me, taking a bath with a fucking microwave. Okay, Bumblebee is different though. Listen. Bumblebee is different. That's a very homophobic thought. Think about Erika Senpai. Alright, but Erika Senpai is different, okay? Erika Senpai, absolutely. Go to town. But like, man. Okay, Bumblebee's epic. Like I was saying, Bumblebee is fucking epic. Because, like, Bumblebee, he's just Bumblebee, man. He's fucking Bumblebee, dude. How is Bumblebee or any of the Transformers different? Bro. Bumblebee's sick, alright? Bumblebee's cool as hell. If I had a Bumblebee in my life, maybe I would think of robots different. Watch the little toaster. The little toaster is what sparked this hate of alive inanimate objects, dude. Dude. Alright, Transformers. Starscream, very cool. Soundwave, very cool. What was that bike's name? Opinions of the Optimus Primacy. I would do anything for the future of... Fuck. What was the... I would do anything for the future of Cybertron. RC is good. See, it's different though, because like you want them to have a life. You see what I mean? You get what I mean? Do you even understand the length in which I am communicating this thought? Is your brain even capable of analyzing and understanding and dissecting this very prime thought that I'm like literally establishing into your mind right now, so you are on the same wavelength as me? Do you get me? Do you get me, dog? No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's different, bro. It's different. It's really different. You see, like sometimes you want an op, sometimes you want like an object to be an object, and sometimes like whenever the fucking object just suddenly gains consciousness, it freaks me out. My worst fucking nightmare is Toy Story. Don't dog me. Apologies, dog. I didn't know you weren't chill like that. Honestly, understanding primal. why are we talking about primal origins now? What? Okay, robot waifus are fine, Hina. Don't get me wrong there. I'm not saying they're not okay. Like. Man. Imagine. Be honest with me. You have a toy you fucking love. But for you, it's just a toy. For you, you are under the impression it is nothing but an inanimate object, right? My back hurts. And then suddenly, you walk into your house and you see the motherfucker move. What would you do? I would fucking, like, combust, dude. I would fucking combust on fire. I would combust on fire. Why would you fucking rejoice? I don't understand it. I'll take care of the... I'll just be like... Poof. You would just try to have a conversation. Try to talk to him. Why would you even... I don't understand why you guys say that you would, like, legit talk to it when the first instinct... And all of you guys are fucking liars. All of you guys are fucking oh, I would talk to it. Yeah, shut the fuck up. You would not. Your psyche would not be enough to, like, withstand what the fuck is happening, and you would absolutely run. You would absolutely fucking run. You'll be destroyed. Lift, click, and try holding the cross to exercise it. Dude, I'll pass the fuck out too. Like, you guys are like, so, suddenly you guys fucking grew like the testicles of a fucking, like I don't know, like a fucking, like Tyranodon. Suddenly, like, oh yeah, I would just talk to it. Like, no, you wouldn't. You would shit yourself. I can bet you 97% of you guys would actually pass out. Will pass the fuck out. Dude, once you see the fucker move in front of you, you would just die. I would freeze too. No, you guys would. You guys would. And I don't accept this bullshit. What do you mean you would talk to it? Bro. That shit moves on calling my mama. She knows her Bible more than I do. Holy fuck. I'll pass out, dude. You're just like jumping up and down. What do you mean? I don't understand. But what if it's a Holostar Nui? You have no security that it will be the soul of the Holostar, though. You know what I mean? When the Choice start talking back, they're getting abandoned. Actually happened. Wait, what? Huh? Actually happened to toys that were haunted? How come some of us are desperate for friends, bro? Bro, I stream at the same fucking time every day. How are you desperate for a friend if I am here to provide a companionship? What is this bullshit?
I want a friend. I want a companion.
I'm literally here. Watch my streams. Don't just fucking talk to, like, cursed objects. You wanna fucking die? You wanna die so bad? Watch my streams. Fuck. Super social, bro. Sorry, my bad. If you want to. Chill, bro. I don't even know you. Damn. Isn't it backwards? Why is it parasocial Andy? What the fuck is that? No parasocial enough? I'm trying to think of a scenario. But many curse ideas are coming to my mind. All right. What would you do if your mom gives you a toy? It's a toy that you are severely attached to it. And one day, you walk home and you see the motherfucker move. Now you see, now there's a link. What would you do? Fire bin. You still cry and pass out? Me too. Honestly, same. Where is the leader of the Gorgonites? Motherfucker, did you just mean a reference to that movie? I'm literally, like, thinking about. Did you just mean, like, what's that movie called? No, that's not Toy Story. Bro. There's this movie There's this movie that is exactly that. Fuck, what movie is it? It's having a remake? Small Soldiers, yes! Oh my god, bro!
Okay, listen. Compared to Toy Story, Small Soldiers was way better. Allow me to be a hater. I don't give a fuck. Bro, Small Soldiers was epic as hell. Way better than Toy Story. That's a good movie. That movie was so good. I watched that movie when I was a little kid. When I was a little baby. You should watch it. We should watch it. Oh my god, we should do a watch along. But I don't know if I can do a watch along here.
I don't know why, but my Airbnb started having really good internet at the beginning, but now that I'm trying to use my internet for anything that's not fucking browsing my fucking bank account, it just shuts itself. We should do a watch along so bad. That'd be sick. I think I'm probably moving Airbnb soon, though, so if I do have better internet, I really wouldn't mind doing it. Maybe the next member or some stream that we have. No, although my next member stream, I do want to talk to you guys. I want to have a satsu. It's been a while since I trauma dumped. I think it might be gated, yeah. I think it might actually be, like, throttled. Mm-hmm. It might have been throttled. A throttle. Don't forget to clean before you move, though. I don't like cleaning. No, I'm not good. I thought about cleaning and I'm looking at all the mess that I have. And,
Wait. Okay, I give candy to Tema-senpai. I give the temiyage to Tema-senpai. I give the temiyage to Shin-senpai. I give the temiyage to Isuru-senpai. I give the temiyage to Miyabi-senpai. I already give it to Opera. We're good.
I don't wanna clean. I don't wanna clean. This place is so fucking small. It fucking depresses me. I'm glad cleaning my room with the boys. No! I live in a mess. I am the embodiment of damn bitch who live like this. Yeah, I met Shin-senpai. Actually, Shin-senpai was so nice. The fuck? Shin-senpai was grilling meat for me. And the yakiniku. I almost choked myself to fucking death with a soft serve. Holy fuck. The boss is so kind. Yeah, he's so nice, so sweet. We have a very nice chat. Nom, 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 nom. I just do what I do when I don't want to clean. Gaslight myself into thinking. Bro. That works only in the country she's in. Over here, I'm a free man. How have I not finished that soft serve yet? How big is it? You don't ask that question, bro. You don't ask me that question.
it's average sized. What's the problem with war? What's it to you, huh? You just don't ask that question. You made me spill fucking self-serving my fucking pillow. Oh, no. You don't ask that. It's big enough.
Sorry for your loss. It's okay, bro. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nom, 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 nom.
Why are you eating self-serve near your damn pillow? Motherfucker, I'm living in a shoebox right now. I barely have space for existing here. My ego is taking the whole room.
What the fuck are you talking about? What
am I, a fucking block of salt for you to be thirsty for me? No, legit, I live in a shoebox. I literally live in a shoebox. This is like so fucking tiny.
If it's that small, then why don't you clean? That's exactly why I don't clean. I mean, it's clean. I just have shit on my bed. It's just too tiny. Like, if I stand up, I get overwhelmed with how tiny this apartment is. You know what I mean? I get so overwhelmed that I feel like I'm gonna step into the fucking, like, corner. And I'm gonna break the whole fucking thing.
How many white huckas is it? You gotta make me stand up. All right. It's okay. Wide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 steps and a half wide. Five steps and a half wide. Tall? It is pretty damn tall. It's at least 3 meters. Okay, go back to bed. You heard that? I just launched myself like a ragdoll. Oh, where are my ice cream? Oh, no. You don't sound very sure of yourself. What the fuck do you mean? Why are you being so loud? Why are you being so fucking loud? Sorry, I'm actually blasting his voice on my gigantic speakers and now I'm concerned him.
Don't worry. Daskete! Daskete kudasai! Daskete! Ha ha ha.
Someone's gonna come into my fucking apartment and be like, Pacho, that, I know, Pacho.
And I'd be like, hi, Daijo with us.
It's 3:44. Come on. It's daytime.
Imagine the cops will be coming, bro. I'd just be like, this man with a hat, he had me locked up. He told me I was ugly. He told me I was dinky. And and he doesn't want to give me 1,000,000 yen. You should go arrest him, officer. You should go arrest him right now, officer. I am not that difficult. I'm just tired. I'm just really, really fucking tired. I'm like exhausted. I'm like in the brink of taking a little nap. A little like nappy. A little like eeny. A nappy. Take a little nappy. Food coma time? Yes, I'm so full.
An eepy dappy.
I ate so much. Damn, my senpai's so cool. Every time... It's so embarrassing because, like... Every time I go out with my senpais, I always pull out my wallet because I'm just like, they're not gonna catch me off guard. I'm gonna pay for the shit. And Tenma senpai was like, no! I said it's okay. I said it's okay. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm always ready to like pay for my piece of it, my side. But Tenma senpai, Isuru senpai was like, no, don't worry. We're a millionaire. We have lots of money. And I was like, okay. They're so nice. They're so cute. They're very sweet. I owe them my life. He knows I've been spending too much. Well, he's not fucking wrong. Holy shit. I don't want to think about it. Anyways. Robots, right? Robots, am I right? Robots, am I right? Fucking robots, man. They piss me off, bro. It's fucking stupid. I had so much fun. I have so many stories to talk about. Gamma senpai is so funny. Gamma senpai is warming up to me. I take that as a victory. He's a very shy boy. Well, he's not shy. He's just very respectful. He doesn't have much to say. But he's been warming up to me. That's good. He's a good boy. Which star made your heart doki doki the most? Honestly, I love them. I get very nervous whenever I meet new people. And even though I already knew them, like, you know, it's still like the fact that, you know, it's a whole different thing. There's a language barrier, obviously. We all try our best to like overcome it. And it was very fun. It was very sweet. Love them. They're very friendly. I hope I don't freak them out because I hugged them so hard. I hugged them like really, really, really like you know. Like I hugged them hard. I lifted Isuru and I grabbed him and I swinged him like 10 times. And Isuru was like scared. I could see his small little frail body, like so he was like so scared. He was like why is he doing this? But it seems like he had fun. Fuma-senpai is the same thing. Online and offline. Literally, like, that man's a fucking carbon copy of himself. Yeah, I gave them the chiropractor hug, everybody. That must have been, I was freaking out too. It's funny. Yeah, they're all surprised because, like, you know, in Japan, it isn't, like, common to, like, show affection that much. But, I love giving out hugs. I love being nice. I love, like, showing people that I care about them. And that I actually do appreciate their existence, so. I am a very physical person when it comes to, like, expressing love, expressing, like, care. I always hug. I always put my arm around your shoulder. I always do, like, the tapping. I always, like, try to like, talk with my hands. I try to, like, gesture with your hands. I'm very physical when it comes to, like, you know, communicating and stuff like that. Do you warn them or do you just open your arms and go for it? Both. Both. I do give really strong hugs, though. Super big hugs. I will show you that with gifts and food, specifically you cooking food, dude. Yeah. I am a gift giver. I'm very physical. And I'm also, like, I'm very, like, talkative. I always, like, compliment people and shit. That's just the way I am. What about the bro kiss? Shut the fuck up. That's only for my Tempest homies, dude. You know, kiss each other, like, good night. We all do, like, I make them do a line, and I give them all a kiss. And then we all do, like, the group kiss together. Exactly. You should give Flay a bear hug when you see him. Bro, I'm gonna crush a little fucker. Everybody's like, oh my god, he's so strong. He lifts people, and he's gonna suplex you. No. He doesn't know me. He don't know me. He don't know me, dude. He don't know me. I gotta fucking crush him. I gotta destroy him. I'm not a very physical person, but I'm kind of logical in expressing affection and like to... That's good. I mean, any love language is welcome. I just have my way to express feelings. But I also... it's nice to give affection to people that are not used to it, because you see that they're, like, overwhelmingly, like, surprised by that. You know what I mean? Like, of course, with consent, right? Like, with consent, you're always like, hey, can I give you a hug? And, or are you fine with hugging? Like, you know, it's always nice to give out, like, affection to people who are not used to it, because, like, seeing their reaction is, like, the best for me. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like doing that. I like giving affection to people who's not used to affection. Because you could use a bit of affection in your life, you know? Yeah. It's always a good thing to do. Yeah. That's the way I am. People get confused that a lot, though. Some people are very dumb. But some people just don't understand. And I'm very sorry for them. I hope one day they can get someone that really likes them and can give them that affection they crave so much. But I'm friendly, I'm affectionate, I'm a good boy. It's endearing to listen to different love languages of people. Yeah, it's always good to also, like, match those love languages, because, like, I like to consider myself a social chameleon, which basically means that I can adapt myself to, like, multiple situations. If I'm around with people who don't like affection and they just like to be, like, serious and talk, I will be serious and talk as well. If I'm around people who are very affectionate and they appreciate the affection, I'm gonna be the most affectionate motherfucker ever. It's just, like, the method of communication you use for it, you know? It's always good to be respectful. I want to be like you. I'm too scared to be so affectionate. I want to be like that. It's difficult. You have to be careful around who you do it, because some people can really, like, misunderstand your intentions. I had that bad, bad experience. But you just have to be really careful. Like, you know, if they reciprocate your affection, make sure and do it.
it's always consent is really important, you know? Consent is really important. Always ask. You're never sure if people have bad experiences with that sort of affection as well. So always ask. Always ask. Always ask for consent. And, you know, adapt to that. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's always good to have a balance, yeah. Yeah, you gotta be smart. You gotta know how to kikuomi. Is it kikuomi? Kikuomi. Read the room. You need to learn how to read the room. And stuff like that. And yeah, asking doesn't hurt. Sometimes you just get a no, and that's the worst you can get, you know? Or I'm fine. Like, some people just don't like hugs, and that's fine. Yeah. I always ask about the kukiyomi, yeah, kukiyomi. I always ask about the consent, what some people take like that. Da, 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 da. No, it's always good to ask. It's always good to ask. It's always good to ask. Yeah, kukiyomi. I'm better reading the room, so I just might alright ask. Dude, asking would never hurt. I would rather be called annoying for asking something I'm really unsure of than making a bad mistake. You know what I mean? Are my pets affectionate or avoiders? Makineko's an avoider. But also Makineko like, has her affectionate moments. Makineko's just a very grumpy girl. She misses me a lot. Yeah. My brother sends me videos of her all the time. Oh, my Hakitos, I do think I gotta take a nap, though. I am feeling eepy. I'm feeling very eepy. I gotta take a nappy. And then I have to make a thumbnail. And practice the songs for tomorrow. It's gotta be fun. But thank you so much for joining my space. Oh. It's always good to talk to you guys. Thanks for the voice tweet. Which one? I've done, like, multiple, including flushing the toilet. But yeah, I'm gonna take a nap, my little hakitos, and I'll probably catch you all later. I'm probably gonna wake up and clean this fucking godforsaken room. This wall that are trapping me for my true potential. But no. Yeah. Lays down. Alright. I'll catch you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for coming, hakitos. How long did I fucking meet a space for air walking here, bro? Why the fuck are you requesting to join my fucking space? Go away. Shoot. Goodbye.